When House Was House, Moby Dixon and Mary Shane. It is 959, it's Car Drive, we're on the streets, we're on the air, we are everywhere. Before that, Keep Your Worries, Guru with Angie Stone. Second hour of the show's well and truly upon us. And I promise that I'll tell you why I was gone for the last week. So, on Tuesday, as I was getting ready to come to work, I got a call, a very frantic call, and there was a death in the family. So. But not just any death. Literally, like my nephew's 7 months old passed away. Suddenly, he was healthy in the morning and then just died mysteriously during the day. So anyway, then I had to go fetch my girlfriend from work because she was hysterical. And then I didn't come to work, obviously, on Tuesday. And then for the rest of the week, I was just, there was just so many things happening. I didn't want to come to work. I was like, I'm in no mood to try and entertain people. But I didn't tell anybody here. I only told Mac, who's like our programming manager, maybe 2 or 3 days afterwards. I just told everybody, hey, there's been an emergency. And then there was it. And then I only told you guys, my team, today. And a part of the reason why I didn't want to tell is because I didn't want everybody to now start off, first of all, be sad for me, right?
Yeah.
And I didn't want to field a lot of questions like, are you okay? I'm not okay. I was like, it's fine. I didn't want any texts about it. Because also then you got to explain what's happening and how this happened, you know? So I just thought, you know what? I'll chill and deal with this thing by myself until I'm ready to come back to work, and then I'll share the story. And so now I am back at work. I'll probably be off again on Friday just for the funeral.
Sure.
But I think for all intents and purposes, we're dealing with it okay.
So it's okay for us to say we offer condolences?
Yeah, you can offer condolences. Okay, I mean, I don't mind the concern.
Yeah.
What I mind is when he'll make a big deal about it. At that time, anyway. And also now I've had time to like deal with it and process. I've had like almost a week.
Yeah.
So I think it's okay. The whole family's still sad. Of course you should be. But it's understandable. But it got me thinking, especially when it comes to work. Mm-hmm. How often do you come back to work? Or rather, when's a good enough time to come back to work after dealing with like a period of mourning or grieving?
I don't think there is a specific time, you know. I think it depends on the person. And obviously, and I'm not too sure about, you know, laws at the workplace, it's how long you could take. But I think they can, there's like a grieving period that you can take, you know. So I think it depends on the person and how fit and, you know, strong you feel, you know, that you're okay to now face the world and come back and talk about whatever deal that, you know, happened in your life. So there isn't a time frame, you know, like mourning and grief, nobody can tell you it takes 5 days or it takes a year, you know. You know when you're okay and you feel like I can now deal with this in public.
So again, the reason I just saved this for a second hour is because I didn't want to start off on a sad note and then have everybody calling in and be sad. There are some upsides to, I guess, this last week.
Really?
Because I wasn't at work, yeah. So I got to listen to that other show and find out what's going on their side. No, listen, I listened. Hey, shame, guys. Hey, y'all better love it.
This guy.
No, y'all better love it, guys. I understand why you all back here now.
That's your racist.
No, because there's obviously, like, I know you guys are all sad for me now, but we just had to laugh about this.
Yeah, you see, the problem is we're still digesting this news. When you've digested, now you...
Allow us to deal with it, okay, in our own way.
You know what it is as well? What I try, when people lose someone, you also have to like ask yourself, how close am I to this family? And I know a lot of us feel a responsibility to try to do too much. But then you have to understand, let's say if 10 of us people at Kaya messaging you, that's 10 messages you're getting. Although it's one message I sent. I'm thinking, it's just a message I sent him. But you end up receiving 10 to 20 messages, which now is a distraction. It's not what you need at the time. So when I do send a message of condolences, I don't ask a question at the end because I'm not trying to give you work. Like, are you fine? Are you okay? Because I'm also not that close to that person. Even if you're not okay, what am I going to do? So I'll just say condolences. I'm here if you need anything. Strength to you and your family. And leave it at that. Uphume. That person will read the message at their own time and they don't have to reply to you as well.
Yeah,
because the response is also hectic, eh? Now, there's plenty other calls that are coming in, by the way. There's family members. There's people that are... Because let's say you're busy organizing a funeral. They're calling you about logistics. And then in between that now, there's other messages you got to respond to, you know?
People be like, hey, Ndota, is it true what I heard? Hit me up. I'm like, I haven't got time to hit you up. I've got bigger issues right now.
Yeah.
I think it's also okay for people not to text you. I think black people have this thing of taking up stock of who checked up on me when I was going through something. Sometimes people don't have the right words. Sometimes I don't know what to say to you because I don't want to offend you, you know. So, but people come back and say, yo, I was going through such a difficult time. I lost whoever in my life and no one sent me a text. Oh, Juliet, you didn't text me. Why? Guys.
So, okay, let us know what the protocol is when you're dealing with grief, just in terms of the workplace. Do you tell the people at work? How do you expect them to react? Or do you prefer to deal with it in private? And then how soon should you come back to work? When you do get back to work, should people give you a space? How should it work? Give us a shout, 086-000-0959. Hit us up on WhatsApp as well, 063-688-0959. In the next hour, we're also giving away some money, courtesy of Discovery Insurer. So head over to our website, register right there, and make sure you get yourself an obligation-free quote because I want to give away as much money as possible.
Kaya Traffic.
Kaya Traffic.
On the street.
On the air.
A very good afternoon. In the traffic, we've got delays on the N3 North as you approach the Gelulis interchanges due to an earlier crash. An accident scene as well on Main Reef Road that's leaving the Crown area. That accident scene is just after Church Street in the westerly direction, so just prepare for delays there. Also delays M2 West heading towards the Crown interchange due to roadworks. Those roadworks are affecting traffic on the M1 South. This is between Brampontine as well as the Crown interchange. Juliet Joseph.